And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be on air till about, I don't know, 1 a.m. this evening. So if you want to give me a call, call 822-2487. I'll be more than welcome to meet your requests, whatever you want to hear. On this next hour, we're going to be having a lot of experimental type pop music, and towards the end, we have a little bit kind of psych and drone type artists. So we've got a pretty good roster of music coming up. So starting off the program, you heard something from a really interesting pop singer named Sean Nicholas Savage, and I do believe he's based out of Edmonton, and I think he's staying in Montreal right now. That was a track taken off of an album called Moving Up in Society, a cassette album that came out on the Arbutus record label. Check out more info at arbutusrecords.com. And I do believe you can get that album for a small donation. If you just head to the downloads page, you can pick it up for a small donation, and I think you can pick it up for free, but it'd be really cool if you support an awesome label like Arbutus Records. So, like I said, you tuned in to Canada Post Rock. If you want to find out some more info about the show, head to canadapostrock.ca. Maybe you didn't hear what I said. Maybe you want to find out some more info on the artists. Just head there and find out all the info on this particular show. But if you want to find out more on CITR Radio, head to CITR.ca and you'll get the whole latest info. So starting off on this set, we're going to hear a couple of Canadian artists. And you're going to hear something from Timber Tambor. Their second album called Creep On, Creepin' On is what you're going to hear. And you're going to hear a track called Blackwater. And these guys came out a couple of years ago on a kind of smaller label. And it just got like rave reviews on blogs and the blogosphere and stuff like that. And the record label Arts and Crafts picked it up and reissued their debut album. And their second album is definitely not a sophomore slump. It's definitely worth picking up. It features Colin Stetson on a few saxophone tracks. So what you're going to hear is a song called Blackwater by Timber Tambor. And then after that, you're going to hear something from Colin Stetson himself and his latest release that just came out on Constellation Records called New History Warfare. You can hear a track called Judges. So hope you enjoy this set right here on Canada Post Rock and CITR Radio. This is Timber Tambor, followed by Colin Stetson.
All I need is some sunshine.
Thank you. What war was this? What town could this be?
Spare time? Would you listen to this? How about this one? If you like what you hear, then check out The Rib with your host, Robin Jacob. Mondays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm your host, P-Bone, going to be on air for about another half an hour or so. And what you just heard was a set of awesome Eastern Canadian music, and what you most recently heard was Colin Stetson, his new fantastic album called New History Warfare Volume 2, and you heard the track called Judges, and I've been playing the crap out of this album the past couple weeks. I've been really, really digging this. Possibly going to be in my top 10, but I'm not really sure. And you heard some kind of bizarre vocals at the very end, and that was the work of Laurie Anderson, which is, I do believe, Lou Reed's wife. Anyway, she had a large part of the production on this album. Prior to that, you heard something from Timber Tambor out of Toronto, their second album called Creep On, Creepin' On, and you heard a track called Blackwater, and this album features a lot of work done by Colin Stetson, and he's appearing on a lot of guest work, or guest saxophone, I should say. So if you want to find out some more info on this particular show, head to canadapostrock.ca and head to citr.ca and check out the podcast and recent playlists and all kinds of info on your favorite CITR radio shows. So in this next set, you can hear some more Canadian music, and this one's kind of an abrasive set. It's by a kind of a mysterious band out of Calgary called Vinyl Dog Toy. They have a new album called The Secret to Health, Wealth, and Happiness, and it came out on a pretty cool label called Clank Boom Records. They're a Calgary-based label, and they put out stuff from Mannequin Depressives and Nebulous and a couple other bands like that. So it's pretty cool to see really interesting noise music coming out of Calgary. You can hear a track called Revenge of the Lizard Eye, I should say. And check out some more info at clankboom.com. And once again, that's Vinyl Dog Toy, based out of Calgary. So right here on Canada Post Rock, this is something from Vinyl Dog Toy.
Break right in and take her.
It's a good thing Laser didn't fix this
It's a good thing.
I was just wondering, will there ever be a boy born who can swim fast than a shark?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the broadcasting voice of the University of British Columbia, an institute of higher learning.
The Canterbury Tales of Chaucer.
Yep.
And Shakespeare.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and going to be on air for about another half an hour or so. Hope you're enjoying the show thus far. And what you just heard is a pretty interesting, semi-abrasive, and pretty chaotic track from a Calgary band. They're called Vinyl Dog Toy, and they're out on the Clank Boom label. You heard a track called Revenge of the Lizard Eye. And the name of the album is called The Secret to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. And I do believe it's their debut album out on Clank Boom Records. Once again, find out more info at clankboom.com. They're a Calgary-based, kind of out-there noise label. So check out some more info on them. And I'm looking forward to some more stuff coming out from that label. Pretty cool that they're putting out that kind of really awesome noise music out of Calgary. So right now we're going to keep going with some more experimental music. And you're going to hear something from a compilation called Music Works 107, which is a collection of really interesting and out there like soundscapes and noise and drone type projects. And you can check out some more info at www.musicworks.ca. And this is sponsored by the SOCAN Foundation. What you're going to hear is a track from a guy named Stephen White called The Combine Project. Pretty interesting piece. And then after that, you're going to hear something from the new Quintron. It's out on Goner Records, and it's called Sucre du Sauvage. And you're going to hear a track called Jazz Bar. It's kind of an interesting track. If you're not familiar with Quintron and Miss Pussycat, check out some more stuff from them. They have a huge, diverse roster that goes back years and years. And I do believe these guys are playing this year's Sled Island Festival. I'll have to check again to make sure on that. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Stephen White, followed by Quintron and Miss Pussycat. Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was something from the one and only Quintron, a track called Jazz Bar, which is taken off the brand new album called Sucre de Savage, and it came out on Goner Records. And before that, you heard something from Stephen White in a track called The Combine Project, that really strange, twinkly, and kind of a really quiet, ambient piece. And that was taken from the Music Works 107 compilation that just came out a few months ago. I got about 15 minutes left on the program. Well, a little bit more than that. So I'm going to try to fit in as much as we can. You're going to hear kind of a longer track from a band called Pocahontas. I've been wanting to play these guys for a little while. These guys put out a ton of stuff, and it's mainly the work of two girls out of California. And their names are Amanda Brown and Bethany Constantino, who you may know from the band called Best Coast. Prior to Best Coast, she was mainly involved in this project. And what it is, it's really kind of drone psych, and it has this really kind of a mystical, like, native type theme to a lot of their music. Like, it's just like the name and their artwork and their track names, just really kind of a anyways, you're gonna hear a track called Gehetto Ballet, which came out on a 2008 album called Island Diamonds, and this came out on the Not Not Fun record label. After that, we might get to a track by Cheryl Ombides, but for now, you're just gonna hear Pocahontas. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Pocahontas with Gehetto Ballet. We'll be right back. we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And what show is it? It's Canada Post Rock. And who's talking to you? It's P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from Pocahontas, the drone and psych duo out of California. And you heard a track called Ghetto Ballet, taken from the Island Diamonds LP that came out on Not Not Fun Records. Really beautiful LP that comes in all sorts of different shades of colors. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I got about room for about one last track for you this evening. Hope you enjoyed the show thus far. And if you want to check out some more info, head to canadapostrock.ca and get rid of check out some playlists and podcasts and stuff like that. And also, don't forget to head to citr.ca for all latest CITR info. So I'm going to leave you this late evening with a track from a band that's done a bit of work with Pocahontas. They're a group called Sherilombides, and they have done some splits and some tours with Pocahontas. Sherilombides is the work of Tom Carter and Christine Carter. They're a married couple out of, I think, Austin, Texas. And they put out a ton of music, a lot of really drone and psych-oriented music. And they put out stuff on the Silk Breeze label, the Holy Other record label, and they put a lot of stuff on the Cranky record label. And that's what you're going to hear from. You're going to hear a Cranky album called A Vintage Burden that came out in 2006, and you're going to hear a track called Two Birds. It's a really, really beautiful track. And definitely check out some more stuff from those two artists. They've put out a lot of solo albums too. It's definitely worth picking up if you like this type of drone-y, psych, and really eerie female vocal type music. So stay tuned. I'll be back next week with some more great music right here on CITR Radio. But for now, this is something from Sherilombides. This track is called Two Birds right here on Canada Post Rock.
Through